Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have Omiika, your advisor, and your advocate, the one you want and the one you need. I am your emperor. Whatever you like, I am here to serve you. Welcome to the Care to Read Room, people, and sit back and relax. Today is the day that Omi is going to bear all. She's going to tell you her aspect of what and Emperor wants. That's right. I'm going to be bearing my whole soul today talking about my 36 years plus in a relationship, in a marriage that I'm transitioning out of. Isn't that great, ladies and gentlemen? I finally decided to make that transition. It took me about 3 years to make this decision, but with the help of friends and neighbors and the communal group and that tribe, it helped me to press forward my issue. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for joining me today. And this is a special segment, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Saturday. You know Omi doesn't come out of sabbatical for anything, but today I decided to come out because I'm coming out of the shell. That's right. I looked at my reading and it said the 8 number is what I need to look for. New beginnings. I normally have Omi Inca 7, but as I transition, I'll be using the number 8 more. It is a symbol of completion. It is a symbol of new beginnings. Now, as I start this evening, notice how I'm going to be talking about things in the future, not in the past tense. I'm saying goodbye to all those things in the past where I sat waiting for some prince to come to me. Now I'm going to make it known what the emperor wants. I'm going to talk about some things that I want, and I'm going to invite some guests in to help me decide what it is I want. I want those call lines to flash up right now. I'm commanding them to flash up, and if you're out there in the community and you know what Omi wants and you'd like to participate, I want you to call in on that call number right now. Lock it in if you don't mind. 646-478-0270. Come on, Floyd, call in. You know what Omi wants. We've talked about it. We broke bread together. Call in, Dino Dean, if you're out there. You know what Omi wants, too. Call in. And I'm calling on all those brothers out there who listen to my show diligently. Call in tonight. This is your night, fellas. You definitely want to call in. Tonight's the night. You want to call in tonight. Tonight's the night. Pick up that phone line. Dial those digits right now. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say hello to my listening audience in a minute, but right now we're going to take a station identification, and you help me write this song by Ronald Isley. Help me sing it with him.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, like all I wanna do is you, all day thinking about you. You're my every dream come true. Since that day I found you, I used to be a player going hard, but now we're holding hands in this park. It's funny how you stop the wrong you used to do when you fight and you leave it. You help me write this song. You've been the number one lady in my life so long. Help me make a change. You earned my trust in my last name. No more recipes, no more tricks, no more lies. Girl, I don't wanna live it. It's because of you. You did, girl. I wanna give you the one.
You helped me write this song.
You've been the number one. Now, can I spend more than forever with you? Go on and quit your job or take the care of you. If you just take my hand, girl, say I do, cause I do it for you. If you believe, girl, I'll never leave.
Welcome back, family, and you have the Care to Read Room. That's right, this is Omiika the Emperor, talking about bearing my soul, talking about my 36 years plus relationship. If you're a caller out there and you want to know what Omi Emperor wants, or if you know what she wants, why don't you call in and tell Emperor Omi what it is she wants? We've been waiting for this Saturday to get here. I've done so much talking. Now it's your turn to talk. If you're one of those gentlemen and gents out there, we want those call lines to flash up. I see two callers that are calling. Let me say hello to my two callers, my guests that are in the audience. Caller number one. Hello,
yes,
how are you?
Good evening. Only Melvin here.
This is Melvin? Oh, no, don't tell me this is Melvin. Melvin, I should have known that you were going to try to participate in this show. Melvin, how have you been doing?
Great. I heard you're going to bare your soul, and I just wanted to, you know, be on hand.
That's great, Melvin. Thank you so much, Melvin. Just hold tight. Keep it right there. We'll be right back at you. Let me say hello to caller number two. Hello, caller number two. You're in the atmosphere. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, this is Habib.
Habib? Habib, how are you? Where are you calling from, Habib?
I am calling from Greensbury, Texas.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. I'm glad you called this evening, and we're hoping to get callers that are going to entertain what Emperor Omi wants. Hold it right there. Keep it right there, and we're going to be right back at you in the atmosphere, Habib, because we're going to go right to our meditation and do it quickly this time so we can get back to you. So pause for a second and participate in the festivities. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for calling. As we get ready for our meditation, it's something that we do not leave out. We must remember to do our meditation. As I wash my face and cleanse my face, so I'm not going before my ancestors with a stale face, I pour the water. I set a glass of water before my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. And our crone is in the audience today. I want to ask permission from our elder to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak and to carry on?
Yes, you have permission to speak and to carry on.
Thank you so much, Elder. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to tap into the energies to be today. The energies and the frequencies are here. All you need do is call on Oladulamare, the African god of the African race, and the prophet, Oromola. Call on Oromola today. Call your ancestors' names out and tap into their energy. The frequencies, ladies and gentlemen, are here. We're calling on the frequencies of Oladulamare, that he may bring back the institution of marriage. Knowing that there has been an attack upon relationships and marriage, we're asking Oladulamare to intervene on behalf of the village concept and bring back the communal lifestyle so that we can usher in a reordering of the marriage vows for the 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, as I bare my soul today, it is to help you come in contact with what it is you need to know about self. Help us to know ourselves. Help us to understand what it is that we have been called here to do, our mission. And let us understand that we live in communal style and we live in collaboratively tapping into the forces to be. That every entity that God has created is connected, divinely connected to each of us, as we are connected to the coyote, we are connected to the owl, the fish in the sea. We are connected to the well. We are connected to the universe. We are one with the force. As we become one with the force, let us never forget that as we commune with our higher self, we're talking to our Ori. And if we are to have good success, we are to give our Ori the credit and pay homage. I say, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. Attaché, attaché, attaché. Homage comes to pass. Father, as I begin to work with these families and these couples and talk with them about my 36 years, help me to lead and to guide into righteousness and understanding. Help me to be able to impart knowledge that may assist and aid. And we thank you for giving us the fortitude to pull our forces together to create a communal village tribal effect. In the families today. Save the families, Lord. Save them. Save them, Father. Abba, Yeye, and Baba, save the families and save the marriages today. It is my desire that you will allow every woman who wants to be unionized in a relationship to be reconnected back to her higher self and make sure that she knows that you have divinely chosen that partner for her. Heaven can really hook us up. We ask that the heavens open up to aid and assist us in our effort to bring unions together. And Lord, please guide me on the right path as I eat of this message and give it to the community to help them to gird themselves, because the hard and difficult time is still besets us and is ahead of us. But as we bind together, we'll become stiffened like starch. And we'll be able to stand together. And we've done all that we can do to stand. I say remain standing. And still I say stand. Stand up for the institution of marriage. And we will bring back the new dispensation for African traditional marriages in this community, in this millennium, today, Father. And I thank you for what you're about to do and for what you've already done. And I say amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for going all the way with Omi on that talking cure. And we're going to get back to our listening audience. They've been waiting so patiently. Thank you so very much. I have to get that prayer in. Somebody out there needs that prayer. And everybody I know needs to stop and pray. Somebody needs that prayer out there today, Lord. I know they do, and some people depend on that prayer. And it might be the only form of prayer that they're getting. And, Father, if that one person is out there, may these words permeate their body. May these words lift them, and may these words encap them so that they will understand they all have been called to be an evangelist, and we're all called to be a caller of prayer. And I'm being obedient with my higher self. No matter what else go on today, I know my day has to go well when I've been obedient. And it's better to be obedient than to suffer. So be obedient when God calls you to be a caller of prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, and tap into the energies. The frequencies are here. You can access them today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, back on the subject. Now, you know Omi's got her favorite friend in the audience, Melvin, and we can't wait to get to talk to him. Now, I'm going to ask these young men, what do they think that Omi wants, and what is fitting and eligible for an emperor? I'm going to call on Habib right now and see what Habib has to say. Hello, Habib, are you still in the atmosphere? You're calling number two. Habib? Okay, we're going to go on to caller number one. Habib may be in distress. Caller number one, Melvin, are you still out there?
Yeah, Omi.
Hi, Melvin.
Empress Omi.
Empress Omi, that's right.
Yes, Empress Omi Ika. You seem to be going through something. Don't let these men, you see, if the man is past 50, Omi, he basically wants to be at peace.
Melvin, I think last time we talked about that word peace. Now, remember, this is what Omi Emperor wants. We're not talking about the man looking for peace.
Let me
back up a little bit. First of all, let me tell you what Emperor Omi wants, and then you can probably kind of, you know, zone in. Let me say hello to Habib again. He might be back. Hello? Hello, Habib? Hello, Habib? Okay. We're going to come back to Habib. Empress Omi said she was going to bare her soul today, and I am going to do that. Most people know that I've been married over 36 years and been in a relationship for 40 years. Now, during that time, Melvin and Habib, I had a fantastic relationship, engagement, and marriage. I have nothing to complain about whatsoever. A lot of people have had broken hearts. They've been disenfranchised. I cannot say I have gone through that. I can say that I've been a Jewish princess. I've had just about everything I ever wanted. I am so gracious and can, you know, give God all the praise for the fact that he gave me a beautiful, beautiful relationship and a courtship. I was actually courted, ladies and gentlemen, and time was spent with me in a courtship. I was bestowed to someone after a Cupid came along and introduced us. I didn't even know the gentleman, and we had a wonderful, wonderful engagement, even though we were distanced for 3 years. I understood the benefit of being apart, and I did not take advantage of that. I utilized it well. Empress Omi knew that this prince was going to go off and make a way for me and providing and getting a job and getting the home ready, the whole bit. And I've always had that, so I've been fortunate. So
Omi,
I'm going to come back to you. Yes.
Omi, KISS, keep it simple. Man wants simplicity.
Okay, remember, it's not about the man now, Melvin.
But
it's about what Empress Omi wants. What do I want?
But I'm saying you got to narrow it down.
Melvin, I'm going to put you on hold and go to Habib and see what he has to say. Habib, are you in the atmosphere? Hello, Habib. I think Habib may be a little disconnected there. Hello, Habib. Habib, are you there? We are trying to get you connected up, Habib. Okay, Habib is going to be back on the line shortly. I'm going to go right back to Melvin. Melvin, are you in the atmosphere, Melvin? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hold on, Melvin. I've got to click you in. All right, Melvin,
yeah,
you have the atmosphere.
Yeah. No. The only thing I'm saying, your list may be long, your demands may be what you think you really need, but in reality, I mean, where's Superman?
Melvin, I did not say I wanted Melvin, listen, now this is a show about Omi bearing her soul. Omi is telling you that some of the things I've had in the past, I'd like to repeat those things in my life. Yes, I want a man that has some filthy lucre. Now you got it, okay? That's number one. He cannot court me if he doesn't have any money to take me out and to sport me. It's simple as that. Now, I want a man that has character. He's got to have a personality. He cannot be shallow, Melvin. I don't want him to be so shallow that he's stuck on frozen viewpoints and that he's not open enough to be able to encompass something new and to be able to embrace people from different backgrounds and different cultures. So is there any crime in wanting that, Melvin?
Here's the crime. The crime is not really seeing your surroundings and knowing the playing field that you're on. Failure to do that, and Idris, I must tell you, you'll be in the Lonely Hearts Club. Listen, we live in a violent...
Why would you say that?
Because where are you going to get a suitor to match what you're asking?
Melvin, listen, there are men all over the world and all over the place. And guess what? Melvin, I have already met that man once in my life. I am just hoping that man will come back again in my life. I've met him, Melvin. Would you believe it? I know who he is.
And
you know him, too.
I would say take the emphasis off of a list of everything you're saying and just be. And then you're
okay,
being,
Melvin, you're right. I don't want to do the list anymore. I don't want to do a list, but I just want to have character in a person. Let me kind of bust it down to just
basic
things.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. Yeah,
having
yeah,
character,
yeah.
Good conduct, Iwapelu, being able to love me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, being patient with me when I do something that's silly. You know, gifted people sometimes don't have it all together, and sometimes there are weak spots that we have, and you got to be able to put up with those people that are highly challenged. I mean, sometimes I'm not always on, and sometimes I'm not always serious. I'm fickle sometimes. I want to be somebody to love me for who I am, and if I can't get it right that day, maybe tomorrow I'll get it right, but be patient with me in my slow process of growth. Can that possibly be, Melvin?
Well, I really never had a problem because I never really had a list that I had to...
Why are we talking about a list, Melvin? I'm telling you, I'm walking away from the list. Look at me. I'm backing off the list, Melvin. I'm walking away.
Okay. All right. It just sounded like you listed several things, and I you know...
It's for the contest, Melvin.
It's really simple.
We have a contest going on, Melvin. I'm listing them so they can come in and say things like Filthy Luca, good character, good contact, easy on the eyes, the ability to not be stuck on frozen viewpoints, the ability to be able to see a situation, be courageous, be a hero,
okay.
Be a maverick.
All right.
For underdogs.
Here's one for you. Here's one for you. You got the Filthy Luca, but everything else, no eye candy, a lot of Filthy Luca. A lot of love for you, a lot of respect.
Now, Melvin, can you hold for 1 minute? I think Habib is back on the line. Let me try to go to him. Hello, Habib. Hello, Habib. Hello, Habib. I guess he's waited so long there, Habib. Okay, we'll bring Habib in a little bit later. Okay, Melvin, you're in the atmosphere.
Life just, you know, it deals you the hand that it already has played out for you, and a lot of times we have to look at our expectations and ask ourselves, where did I get this expectation from? I mean, what programmed me to think that I got to have eye candy?
Okay, Melvin, let me say this, okay. After all, people are expecting me to say something about my 40-plus year relationship. What I'm trying to say today is that I'm an easygoing person. It doesn't take a lot to make Omi happy, believe it or not. I appear to be blown up and all of this and a bag of chips, but in reality, I'm a simple and kind of easy kind of gal, easy on the eyes and fun to be with. I can be your best buddy, or I can be your worst enemy. I know that on any given day I could come out of the bag, but I'm easy to forgive. I'm very forgiving. I don't care what it is. Omi can sleep on it, come back, and it's another day for you to start all over. So that's a good thing about me. I'm very forgiving and very kind-hearted, I might add. I love to give gifts, and I do love to receive them. Now, can a man bring me gifts, flowers? That's what I'm looking for. Is that reasonable, Melvin, to ask a man to bring you flowers every once in a while and meet you out for lunch somewhere?
Old-fashioned tradition. I'm not wrong with that, Omi, but, you know, it's just how it comes across, you know, how it's coming across. Listen, the world we live in and the brothers are under attack.
You gotta look at the playing field. Your soul, you're bearing it. Great, great, great.
And you know why I'm bearing my soul, Melvin? Because I don't think you can tell anybody else about fire unless you know that fire burns. I have got to be able to experience some of these things and have some situation and experience before I can tell anybody else about a relationship. And that's why I thought it'd be appropriate to have a day where I would bear my soul. Okay, getting back to travel. I love travel. I love going places. I know they call my sister Go-Go. They may call me Go-Go too because I love to go. I love to travel. I love to see the outer road and get on the road and just have my hair flying in the wind and get on there putting the metal to the floor. But I have to be very, very careful because sometimes I'm heavy foot, and I have to be very careful when I'm traveling to remind myself that this is not an adventure and I don't want to be pulled over. But at the same time, because of my sign, I am an Aries. And being an Aries, sometimes you're led by the head. What do you have to say about that, Melvin?
Well, that's great. I just want you to, you know, look at the playing field. And look at the rules.
I mean, well, what can you tell me about an Aries, Melvin? I understand you are one of those specialists
with
your speciality.
Well, you know, Aries fire sign, and you gotta listen. You gotta realize what type of fire are you? Are you a blowtorch? You a candle? Or you're raging fire? You know, or are you the settling torch that cuts steel? You know, you got to be careful because being a fire sign, you can be grossly misinterpreted. You can really be a candle flame, but you're coming off
Melvin,
like a blowtorch.
Melvin, you're getting off the subject. I'm not a candle flame, ladies and gentlemen. I am not a candle flame, so let's just get off of it, Melvin. I am a Bunsen burner, okay? I slow simmer. And when you slow simmer, you don't have to explode. And I understand that. And being at the age I am, I've learned how to curtail that Aries content and do things slow. I like to do things slow. I like to move my filthy lucre slow. I've even written a poem about moving filthy lucre slow so my money I don't blow. Don't have me do any poetry today, but I want to say this, Melvin. I think it's very important that we do try to get Habib on here because he's been waiting. Habib, are you still with us? Habib, are you still there? Okay, I think we cannot reconnect Habib at this time, but Habib has been disconnected. Are you on the phone? Habib is disconnected. We cannot hear.
Okay.
All right. So what I want to ask you, Melvin, for the listening audience, if you're out there, please write me an email telling me what Empress Omi wants. And I was going to get Habib on here, but because of our technical difficulties, he's been taken off, so I can't see him on the screen anymore. However, what I do want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a whole lot that I want in a man. It's not a whole lot that I want in a relationship. During these years that I have left, Melvin, I would like to be cared for and loved. And I can take care of myself. I don't mind working. I have good work ethics.
Well, Empress, are you going to spend your remaining days on the planet fighting for the liberation and the upliftment of black people?
I'm going to fight for the whales, Melvin. I'm through with fighting for the upliftment of people. I'm going to fight for the whales because somebody's got to stand in the gap for them. But I love my black people, and I don't mind speaking for them every once in a while, but we've got to come together and help ourselves.
Well,
we can't always have a
hero. That's the question. You're going to abandon the effort to unify the black people, or are you going to go off on this independent, you know,
Melvin,
I got to get
I'm not a
myself.
Liberator. Look at my, read my lips, Melvin. I'm not a liberator. I'm not trying to liberate anyone. I want people to have their freedom. I just want them to be informed and be able to make proper decisions and have options. That's all I want to do is inform them. I'm a resource and referral center. Look at my logo. It says Resource and Referral Center. I'm not trying to change anybody's pedagogical philosophies because at this late date in my life, I'm trying to get mine together and solidify them. That's why I bear my soul, because people, you don't even know yourself. I'm still learning to get to know who I am. And I'm sure you are too.
Well, I, you know, everyone grows and you learn something every day, but, you know, for the liberation of black people, that's got to be something that is internal on you. And I can completely understand, but, and for a female, you know, you got to have that emotional feeling of being wanted. So,
well, Melvin, you know, I believe in the laws of institution of marriage. I've always been taught it is honorable to be in an institution. I think our institutions have been shot down. I think they've been under attack. I certainly believe that marriage as a whole, be it black or white, is under attack, and we must rescue it. And this is my way of rescuing the institution. However, I choose this time to embrace a union and not the actual solidifying of another marriage. Because of the work that I must do, I must leave myself available for many people because of the access that I must have in order to go in and out of countries and cities. I must do things a little bit differently. Because sometimes in your life, you have a mission that's greater than yourself. And I have one of those missions. And I must hear the call of the ancestors. And I must also hear the call of Oladulamare and be obedient. So marriage fits into the relationship as a partnership. It's a union. It's not about us being engaged intimately for the sake of I like you and you like me, you're flyer, we'll be flyer. It's about coming together so that we can make a presence in a community. And my whole thing is I have a debt to pay. I am not my own and neither are you. So we have a debt to pay. We have something to give back to society.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, on that note, we're all out of time here. And because we have been so gracious to be given this time, I'd like to thank you for being a part of our show. And I'd like to tell you one more thing. This is a special segment. Please go and listen to it. And stay tuned for Omi's preview of what Omi wants in a marriage and relationship. I'd like to thank you so, Habib. I know you weren't able to come back, but we thank you. Call in again, Habib. We would like to speak with you. Thank you, Melvin, and thanks for coming over. Bye-bye. Odabo.
Talking about forever, baby, when I'm talking about us. Give you my word, gonna stick to my God. Believe me when I say it, baby, that we've just begun. You don't understand. No, baby, the full intent of my plan. Don't you know that
Thank you so much for joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And stay tuned. We'll see you on Tuesday talking about reordering the marriage vows for the 21st century for the African American. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, men, you want to call in with the information on what Empress Omis want. And I want to say, oh, Dabo and Baba Booey to you, y'all.